There is nothing worse than untapped potential. If you know that you're made for more, this is the place. I know that every successful person I've ever met has one thing in common. They do not let themselves fall victim to their circumstances. They figure out a way to rise above it. So join me on this journey where I help you to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business. If you're feeling stuck and you're needing some practical tools, some hope to get you to that better life, this is definitely a place for you. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Lachelle Weamy, and it is such an honor to talk to my friend, Monica Cox. You guys, she is such a fantastic woman who helps people on their fertility journey, actually, and that's her business. She's just an amazing human that has taken her own experiences, her own situation, and helps people to get unstuck. And I think that you're going to find a lot of what she has to say today is going to resonate with you, whether you are somebody who's had your own fertility journey or somebody in business or just generally been stuck in life. I think you're going to find a lot of amazing nuggets from everything that Monica has to say. So, girlfriend, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So why don't you tell us a little bit more about who you are and how you show up in the world today?
Yeah. So I'm a holistic functional fertility health coach, meaning I get down to the root cause of your fertility issues. I show you how to get and stay pregnant when you've been told you can't, and really help you go on a self-discovery journey, because anyone who has faced fertility issues or some kind of, you know, physical issue in their life and has been told you can't, or, you know, there's no hope, or this is how your life is going to be forever, and just had that inner knowing that that was complete BS, but you didn't know how, when, what, where you were going to do it. I'm here to show you and just give you inspiration on it is possible. And so that's me a little bit in a nutshell.
And I have got to know, like, what led you to this specific career path? Like, tell us a little bit about your backstory on how you came to be what you are today.
Yeah. So I was in early education pretty much my whole life. And so when it came to becoming a mom, I thought I was going to be the Pinterest mom. It was going to be easy. I thought I was fit, healthy, and normal. And at 27, I just got diagnosed with unexplained infertility, did my first round of IVF at the age of 30, got diagnosed with low egg quality. And because my husband's sperm was fine, they told me, yeah, that's it. Nothing else you can do. Just try IVF again. IVF is very expensive if you're paying for it yourself, which we were over actually in the United Kingdom. And I just called BS. It didn't feel right. And I had zero knowledge about mental well-being, physical well-being, nutrition, gut health, any of that. So I just kind of went. I didn't realize the journey I was going to go on. Yeah. And I think, like a lot of us type A women, someone said I couldn't. And I was like, well, watch me. Watch me.
I love that.
So we spent 5 more years in the medical treatment. I had another failed IVF after our first one. But I got better embryos. So the diet and the lifestyle changes were working, but not to the point that I was successful. So yeah, the IVF, the second IVF didn't work again. Better embryos. And at that stage, I didn't know what I was going to do. I really thought I had thrown the whole kitchen sink at my journey and, you know, my body just wasn't able to do it. Luckily, there was, you know, another test that we can do, and that showed that I had high natural killer cells. So even though I wasn't presenting the way that most people with natural killer cells would, with reoccurring miscarriages or full-blown autoimmune issues, and this was after being on a very healthy diet after a year, so my health before that, in hindsight, was really bad, really bad. So I was making low a quality, but also there was so much inflammation and oxidative stress. If an embryo got to a certain stage, my body was rejecting it. So with the support of immune suppressing drugs, I had 3 frozen embryo transfers, got pregnant all 3 times, but only walked away with 1 live birth. The second miscarriage was really hard in the sense that we we had had success. I knew I was doing everything physically right I could do for my body. I went autoimmune paleo. I was in just a much better state mentally. Obviously, I had the stress of not, you know, I had my child, right? I had my baby, which I know is a big thing when you're dealing with fertility issues. Yeah. And yeah, miscarried twins. And I just thought that was it. That's my journey over. I'm not doing any more medical assistance. I'm done. And it was just very bittersweet, right? I knew I was walking away with a beautiful, healthy baby. But yeah, that was it. And then 2 months later, I got pregnant naturally with our second son. Surprise! but that's when the penny dropped of like, I was pissed. I have to admit, I was really mad that even though everything on the holistic side that I did wasn't easy, it was doable.
Right.
And actually, it would be very easy if I had the right guidance and support, because I was going through this before Instagram was even invented. Right. So there was no books, there was no podcasts. You know, I got laughed at by OBGYNs when they told me, or when I gave my hypothesis about autoimmune issues affecting fertility. They're like, that's made up science. You know, everyone thought I went crazy when I changed up my diet, which I literally just started eating like real food. Like, I wasn't doing these like crazy juice diets, or like, you know, I didn't even go vegan or like anything super, super restrictive.
Yeah.
And, that's when I knew that the way I could help support children was through creating conscious mamas. You know, that ripple effect. So in my early education years, I worked with special needs, and that's where my heart was. And when I started learning about, you know, how we can actually improve our situation, no matter what our diagnosis, I thought, oh, well, I'll help children in this way. And I realized I didn't want to deal with the parents. Like, it's hard enough to convince someone to do it for themselves. And as much as parents say, like, I would die for my children, I'm like, okay, stop drinking. You know, stop feeding them crap food that's, like, affecting their mental and emotional health. You know, like, take care of your generational trauma and stop passing it down from them. Like, we have this really weird, like, I would do anything for my child except restrict their diet.
Death, but is like better than convenience.
Yes. And I get it as a parent now, I understand, but at the same time, it's just like, come on. So I'm really excited to be able to foster in this new consciousness that is evolving around all walks of life, around all religion, ethnicities, that we are so powerful. And like, it's funny because, you know, like, no matter what you believe in this like ultra higher power amazingness that created you. So why would they create you to be so weak? Like, really? Come on now.
I mean, and I can't remember the exact statistics, so don't sue me, you guys, but it's like, we're like one in like a 10 trillion chance of us being even born. Like, it's crazy how much everything has to fall into place for us to even be here. And so, yeah, like, let's just use what we've been given to our biggest, highest potential. And that's what it sounds like you've done. You've taken something that was really hard, and you've decided, not only am I going to take the lessons, the things that I've learned, and I'm going to help other people, but I'm going to help them become an even better version of themselves so that they can be even better parents and raise the next generation to be better than that. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And we were talking before we started recording, you guys, like, Monica and I are on the same page when it comes to the victim mindset. And I think that when both of us have gone through fertility issues, and it's easy to be a victim to situations that feel like they're out of our control.
Yeah, absolutely.
But neither one of us feel like that is anything that is going to serve us in the long run. And so tell us a little bit about, like, be honest, did you ever feel like that? Like, God dang it. Like, why me? And then what did you do to get yourself out of that funk?
Yeah, I felt like that for years. And I think I just got tired of it, to be honest. I wish I had this like amazing miracle, like aha moment. But because my journey was, you know, 9 years until I gave birth to my second son, it was just so long. And I was just tired of feeling those vibrations. I know you talk about it a lot, you know, those levels. And when you're stuck in victim mode, you are so low. And it just got to the point of like, I can't do this anymore. I have to find something different. And so obviously I changed up my diet, which scientifically makes you happy anyways, right? You improve your gut microbiome, all your serotonin's there. Like, you're just going to see benefits in so many different areas of your life. But the mindset piece, the first thing I did was I just started saying when I get pregnant instead of if I get pregnant. And that's all I really did. Of course, I was doing a little bit of yoga and like slowing down and all those types of things. But it wasn't this huge, you know, like journey that I went on. And as you know, subconsciously, my mind was like, okay, let's go. Win? All right. And as much as I kept on quote unquote failing, it wasn't the moment I started saying that I got pregnant the next month. Absolutely not. There was still a journey to go. I held on to that, that hope, because every failure that I had, it was actually, I was getting steps closer, right? So the first IVF failed, no embryos, no viable embryos. The second one, viable embryos, right? The third one, I got pregnant, but I didn't stay pregnant. The fourth one, I got my baby, right? And so I just kept going one foot in front of the other and surrendered the whole process. And it really just came down to the journey was so long that I just was like, well,
yeah,
right. That's it. I can't hold on to it anymore. This is just exhausting.
That's so powerful because, you know, you and I have both very similar stories. You know, I had a child, then I miscarried twins that we had gone through fertility for, and I actually was able to conceive my daughter with just Clomid and metformin, like, I mean, basically nothing, right?
Yeah.
She was like our little miracle baby that I thought, you know, was not even an option, just like yours. And what it's just so amazing is that you didn't give up, you allowed the surrender. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we still have this dream in our hearts, but we don't allow ourselves to completely give into hopelessness. And I love that you were able to find ways to still take on that identity of when I am pregnant.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the key, right? You just have this delusional belief system. Yes. Yes. That has no evidence.
Yeah.
You know, because I made a TikTok the other day of like, I had no evidence. Everything was stacked against me,
yeah,
you know, to get pregnant naturally. And I always say, I went out and I created my own evidence. Yeah. And that's just action, right? You're just taking action steps to live a happy, healthy life. Right. If you do that for your cellular health on a physical and mental level, you're bound to receive what you want.
Yes.
I mean, that's just like, that's what's going to happen, yes, right? Where if you're sitting in this negativity and nothing works out for me and it's too hard, or you create victim mentality in anything. And yeah, I know a lot of women won't like this, but even oh, I'm a woman, it doesn't work like that for women. Well, that's a really crappy belief system for yourself. Yeah. Right. And it's just changing that up. Yes, is it a little bit more complicated, and there's a lot of practice with getting yourself into that mindset? Absolutely, because you have decades of BS to deal with.
Right. I mean, that's just it, right? And you just talked about that, like BS is what I call belief systems, which are the programming that we have going on in our subconscious, right? And our brain will literally look for things that match our inside belief system. So what it knows, yep, through, which is imported inside of us by the time we're 7 years old, before we have any context to say that's crap, we just take it all in. So whatever mom and dad said, and God did that on purpose, you guys, because he wanted us to become to be able to be taken care of by our caregivers because we are so helpless. So it's a natural thing for us to just accept whatever it is that they tell us. But unfortunately, not everything that they tell us is healthy. And so we have these belief systems that we literally carry on throughout our whole lives. And then our brain looks for things in our outside world to validate that belief system, to prove that it is correct, that that is the way the world works, and this is how we work in it. And you're going to continue to find those things. And so you, Monica, had to choose to find new ways to look for things that were consistent with the belief system that you were choosing, not the one that you were given.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, I mean, that just went into motherhood and entrepreneurship as well. I feel like I'm a lot quicker learner when it comes to business, but I showed up in finding fertility with a truckload of luggage of, you know, low self-worth, low self-love, money issues, success issues. My mom's a multimillionaire now. But when we were growing up, we were very poor and she had to work hard, right? She was gone a lot. And so in my little girl brain was that success and money takes you away from your children. So what's the worst thing that it could possibly happen to someone who waited so long to have children and wanted to naturally be a stay-home mom as well? You know, where that inner belief system was like, well, no, that's not where worthiness comes from. Worthiness comes from working hard and getting money and doing all those things, which there are facets of showing up and doing the work and money being a very good tool and energetics to create reality and help and serve, but that's not worth. Right. And that's where I was getting it from because that's what my mother mirrored, right? Or showed me.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would love for us to dive into that because there's so much that we can take from your fertility journey and translate it into business. Because I think a lot of us are listening to this and like, maybe, you know, you don't have your own fertility story, but you have your own BS that has been holding you back in business. And you've allowed yourself to become a victim to that, or you have given up all hope. And so you have allowed the doubt to creep in and you're like, I don't even know why I bother you anyway. And you feel like you have no control and you're powerless. How would you guide someone who's feeling like that, whether it be their fertility journey or their business? And what would you do to help them kind of get unstuck in that way?
Yeah. So even in my coaching now, it just goes down to those core beliefs, right? I don't care about your diagnosis or your business or what's going on. It's like, what's your core belief system about yourself? Let's dive there. I mean, if I had to do my whole journey, both business and fertility, that's where I would want to go, right? Because as you know, that creates your reality, that creates your thought system, that creates your habits, your actions. And there you are, you're looping yourself in these self-sabotage, right? You can't stick to the physical commitments that you need to stick to because you don't believe deep down that you're worthy or you're loved or, you know, anything like that. So it's really being radically self-honest and being vulnerable, which I think a lot of women who not only deal with fertility issues, but start businesses, right? Like, we're a different breed, you know? But the reality is why are we doing it? And when I finally checked myself in my business, I have this divine led inspiration of doing what I do, right? I don't feel like I would have gone through so much to not do what I'm doing now. But when I got real, there's a part of me that started it for self-worth. I'll be worthy in people's eyes if I have this seven-figure business, you know, like I'm worthy now. And when I detached from that, that's when it became I unstuck myself, right? My worth and my love was not wrapped up in this business. I do this business because I love it. I do this business because I know that that's one of my divine missions on this earth. I do this business because it brings me creativity and joy. Like when I'm on podcasts like this, or even with my clients or what, like I just got the chills, right? Like I get lit up, my whole body lights up. And you know that you're in the flow and you're in creativity and you're like connected to that divine source, you know you're on the right path. If you're sat at the computer, slunched, hating the world, I mean, look, there's tasks that we all have to do that aren't fantastic, but you don't even sit at those tasks in a negative vibration. You're like, all right, just, I'm going to bust this out.
Yeah.
You know, or I'm going to hire someone to do it because I think that's a worthy energy exchange for me.
Yep.
So that's the unstuckness, is really getting to the root of those emotions and those feelings. And as you know, that all stems from your childhood and from your social surroundings, your DNA, and it's unpacking that. And the cool thing that what we're doing now is like, I don't feel like you have to go through all the hardships we went through, right? Read all the self-help books. We've done the hard work. We've tried the modalities, and everyone's journey is going to look different, but there's a core aspect where if you get to that root cause of the emotion, you can literally change your energetic field, which, as you know, brings you up to that higher vibration, which you start attracting the things that you were meant to have in this world. And things just flow easily.
Yeah.
Like your creativity flows, you're not stuck, you know? And it's just so amazing and almost kind of like a privilege to be in this position to know that you're helping people not go through 8 years of trauma.
Right.
Or spending like $100,000 on business coaching that tells you how to do the perfect marketing funnel that you're not in alignment with.
Right. 100%. And there's so much that you have just said that it just like, oh my gosh, where do I even want to go next? But what practical tools would you give somebody what are some of the exercises that you do on a daily basis or on a regular basis that keep you in that energy? Because I know without a doubt that it doesn't matter if it's a baby or if it's a business, it's you keep yourself in that frequency that allows for you to be in gratitude and identify as the person that has that. And, you know, you said that like when I'm a mom, like when I am, like I am a multi, I run a multi-million dollar empire. That's what I say in my affirmations every day. Like that's my identity that I take for myself. And that's the lens in which I look at things. And this is how I make small decisions each day that are consistent with that identity. So that's one small practical tool that I use that gets me closer to where I want to go. So what are some of the practical tools that you use?
I think the best thing that you can first start off doing is getting in tune with your intuition and your inner guidance, right? I mean, if you don't have that, then you're just like throwing darts in the dark, because you're going to be heavily influenced by all the marketing that goes out there and all the like glitz and glamour that it's so easy to run a business. Like I know I got sucked into it. I'll tell you I did. But tuning into what you're feeling, right? And if you're feeling icky, then it's like, okay, what's that emotion?
Yeah.
Where's that stemming from? You know, is that because you got called stupid at school repetitively by the kids around you, or maybe your teachers, or maybe even your mom? You know, like what is that? Mm-hmm. So having that inner wisdom, inner guidance that is obviously divine led, but tuning into that. And so that is a practice of really just getting quiet.
Yeah.
Right. So it could be meditation, it could be yoga, it could be going out for walks, it could be guided meditations for a while until you are able to click into it yourself. It's getting grounded, you know, finding what lights you up in the first place and being unapologetic about doing that for yourself. Right. Whether that, and like I even found myself doing this, like I like hair and makeup, but like, when you get into like the spiritual side, they're like, oh, well, that's so like fake and da da da. It's like, yeah, but it lights me up. Like, just leave me alone.
Yeah. Let's not shame ourselves for that. It lights you up. It, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, so just those tools, and that can come in many different forms, right? And it's finding what you vibrate with. Some people just don't like yoga. They're not flexible. It's not for them. Okay, I don't want to sit on a pillow for 10 minutes. Okay, where's your favorite place to walk, right? Can you get out? It's really about the detachment of the outer world and, you know, muting all of the noise around you. And if you find yourself like in early motherhood, straight to my phone when I got pissed off, right? When I got triggered by either the husband or the kids, and like just detach from the emotion that I was feeling. Alcohol was another thing. I wasn't like a big, I mean, obviously with my fertility journey, I was an alcoholic before that, really reined it in. And I thought I was never going to go back to it, but I found myself like 2:33 o'clock in Hawaii, it's lime time, right? Like you have no real responsibilities. You can have a few drinks. We're not getting drunk or anything. But I found myself that I was disconnecting and I wasn't sitting with the emotion of even boredom, right? Like one of my biggest struggles, and I knew this from early education, but for most parents, you have to let your kids be bored. It's like a rite of passage. That is where their creativity comes from. That is where they're going to find self-expression. If you are constantly entertaining them, even if it's just being outside and always in their face, always playing soccer, always playing with them, they're not going to find their self-identity. And that's the same as adults, because we don't really have that, right? We grew up in the 80s, 90s, maybe some of us 2000s now, I'm dating myself. And it's this constant simulation. It's when like we all had to hyper perform at school, at sports, at dance, you know, musically. And we are like the first generation, us like elder millennials, you know, the Gen Xers, the older Gen Xers got it. They were left to themselves, sometimes not in a good way, but, you know, but yeah, it's getting still. And if you find yourself like, well, I'll just like schedule Instagram for like 2 months and that's going to make me feel really uber amazing. It's like, well, was that necessary? Or did you do it because you were distracting yourself from feeling lack in your business or feeling emotional about something? And I know I did that for a really long time. And, you know, I saw issues with my marriage and issues with motherhood, and not because I was conscious enough and still willing to move forward in my journey and be really self critical in a way. Like that's how the unstuckness comes, right? And of course, I paid for coaches. I've done courses. Like I said, I've read every freaking self-help book out there, right? And it's not and once again, it wasn't until I got sick of the things in my life that weren't working that I was like, I have to shift inwards.
I mean, how many of us read books or listen to podcasts and there is a workbook associated with it? Like even my own book, you know, there's lots of activities, but how many of us actually do the dang activities, right? Mm-hmm. Because it requires us to have to go in. We can't just consume knowledge and not do anything with it, you guys. And I love what you're saying, Monica, because you're allowing for us to get rid of all of the chatter. So I think that in business and in fertility, it's really easy for us to get into desperate energy. It's really easy for us to then start to hustle for the sake of hustling. If I just do this, 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 and this, then it's naturally A plus B should equal C and everything should come in. And we find ourselves in this hustle of energy that's actually taking us further away from where we want to go. Oftentimes I find that people then, because they're in this desperate space, will ask like 100 different people what they should do, right? Hence,
yeah.
And then all that does is it creates a state of confusion and overwhelm. So then it's like, then we want to numb it out with more stuff, right? And so I think that what happens is, and what you're saying is that no matter if it's your fertility journey, your business, your life, if you guys can just push past the discomfort of getting really quiet and in yourself, your inner knower knows. Your highest self and your divine guidance will teach you what to do next for you. Not what Sally Mae and Jenny J do over here, right? It's literally like what's best for you. Because when you get into alignment with who you are and what's meant for you, you can have one conversation that's as fruitful as 1,000 that everybody else is, right? And so, oh my God, So good. I could talk to you literally all day. Like, there's so much we have in common. Monica and I actually just recorded another podcast for her show previously to this. So we have been talking like for hours and stuff. And so much, it's so much fun to have you in my life. And I just know that everybody who's listened is going to get a chance to be so blessed by the things that you've given us today. Is there anything that you haven't had a chance to touch on that you really want to make sure that you mention?
Yeah, just be graceful with yourself. You know, when we're walking through this journey, it is, I heard the other day, it's like, it's a masterclass. Earth is a masterclass, right? Like, we don't come here, it's not kindergarten, and we're not just learning. Like, you are moving through some really crazy, heavy, dense stuff. And if you're, I feel like you're winning if you're able to just keep moving, right? Even if it's a snail's pace. And just be graceful, because I would say majority of people around you, including friends and family, and even like business owners that you get into these masterminds with, like they're, I don't want to say like levels, I don't really like that, but just trust me, you're well far ahead. If you're listening to this podcast and you're consuming this information, you're just at a different place than most people are willing to say, hey, yeah, I vibrate at this high level because of my emotions, my thoughts, my feelings. I create my reality. That's like 1% of the world actually believes that.
And here we are, guys. Like, you're here. You're in our club. So make sure that you're going to have access to all of Monica's amazingness in the show notes, so that if you want to connect with her, if you want to follow her journey, if you want to work with her, make sure that you check out the show notes of this episode, because she's so fantastic. And one of the things that I always do, Monica, when we are wrapping up a conversation, is I ask you to think of a question that the audience could think about that's going to move them from where they are to where they want to be. So what would be a question that they could ponder that's going to move them forward?
What you have written down in your like manifestation journal, is that truly what you want? Or is that what society has told you that you want?
That's so good. That's the first time that question has ever been asked, by the way. And we've been doing this for 3.5 years. So
strong. Nice.
So fun. You guys, if you haven't already, make sure that you hit subscribe, leave a review, let Monica know what you loved most about her conversation today. And it's always fun when you take screenshots, share us out in socials, tag us in your stories, let us say hey so that we get a chance to converse with you, because sometimes it feels kind of lonely on this side of the screen, doesn't it, Monica? Like, we want to connect with you guys. So make sure that you're reaching out and doing all those fun things. And thanks for listening, you guys. I'll see you very, very soon and next week. And Monica, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Untuck Podcast. I am so grateful to be on this journey with you. And don't forget to check out the show notes if you want to get into my private club, the Better Club, to be able to learn better ways to be better, do better, and have better. So until next time, keep showing up. Let's get unstuck together. Have a great day.